Sabbath is to remember God's great creation.
那我们守安息圣日其中一个目的呢，就是纪念神创造天地。
God created the universe in 6 days.
在六日之间，神创造的天地。
And then he rested on the seventh day.
在第七天安息。
And so this is actually an example for us as human beings.
那对我们来说呢，就是我们要学习这样子做。
So today when we rest, we also should give thanks for what God has created and done for us.
虽然今天我们在这里安息，那我们也要借这个机会来感谢神的创造。
And so this morning I'd like to look into one of the creations of God.
那今天上午呢，想要来学习神所创造的其中一件东西。
Which is the ant.
那就是蚂蚁。
So I'd like to talk about the topic, consider the ant and be wise.
那因此呢，我想学一起来学习这个题目，查看蚂蚁，并且得到智慧。
We know that everyone has we all interact probably and see ants all the time, right?
那我想我在生活当中，我们常常都能够看到这些蚂蚁。
Right. In fact, It's estimated that for every human being, there's 1 million ants. Right?
那根据这个统计啊，就是大概我们一个人周围呢，它可能有超过100万只的蚂蚁，这么多。
Yeah, so it's something that we encounter all the time.
那在我们生活当中也常常遇见它们。
And the Bible tells us that we should actually, even though it's tiny, we should stop and consider it.
那圣经告诉我们，虽然蚂蚁如此的微小，但是呢，我们也值得来查看它们。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们请翻开箴言的第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言六章。
Let's read from verse 6.
我们从第六节开始读起。
Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 6.
箴言六章六节。
Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Verse 7.Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Verse 9.
第九节
How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Verse 10.
十
A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Verse 11.
十一节
So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Please read.
箴言六章六节，懒惰人呐、啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可得智慧。第七节，蚂蚁没有元帅，没有长，没有官长，没有君王。八节，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。九节，懒惰人呐、啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？十节，再睡片时，打盹片时。抱着手躺卧片时，十一节，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
So here we can see these are the words of Solomon, and especially written to those who are sluggards, who are lazy.
那这里呢记载的就是所罗门王对于那些懒惰的人呢他的一番劝诫。
And of course, there's actually different types of laziness.
那当然，谈到懒惰呢，有不同的这个懒惰。
Sometimes we can be
懒惰。
Sometimes we can be very diligent in certain areas of our life, but then neglect others.
那有时候我们在某些事情上我们非常的勤奋，但是有些事情上呢，我们却显出这个懒惰来。
So one such type of laziness then is being spiritually lazy.
那其中一种就是在属灵上的那种松散。
Especially today, there's so many different distractions that can cause us to be spiritually lazy.
那尤其呢，现在的世上有许多的事能够让我们分心，导致我们的灵性上松散了。
And we can neglect our relationship with God.
那因此呢，我们也忽略了和神之间的关系。
And also, we can be lazy to preach the gospel to others.
那在传福音的事上呢，我们也显出我们的懒惰。
Right. So, in this case, if we identify this laziness within us, what should we do?
当我们能够查出来我们的懒惰在哪里，那我们接着该怎么做呢？
And what kind of wisdom can we gain from the tiny creation of God, the ant.
啊，那从神那微小的创造蚂蚁身上，我们又能得到什么样的教训呢？
From this passage that we read, we can definitely gain a lot of wisdom.
那的确，从刚刚的经节里面，我们从蚂蚁身上可以得到很多的智慧。
The first wisdom that we can gain is that we should be self-motivated Christians.
啊，那第一个我们可以学习到的智慧就是要这个自动自发。
Right. To take initiative to be proactive in our faith or in preaching the gospel.
在我们信仰的追求上，在传福音的事上呢，我们就是要积极，要主动。
Because in verse 7 here, it tells us that these ants, it says that they don't have a captain, overseer, or ruler.
在第七节说到了这个蚂蚁呢，它没有元帅，没有官长。
Right. And some people you might think, well, aren't there?Isn't there like a queen ant? Right.
那有时候我们会想，在这个蚂蚁当中，是不是有他们的这个女皇呢？
Right. Isn't that the ruler of the ants?
那女皇是不是这个蚂蚁他们中的这个官长呢？
Well, according to my understanding, actually the queen ant doesn't give any commands at all.
那根据我的这个查考，这个蚂蚁中的女王，她平常是不发号施令的。
Actually, all she does is she's supposed to lay eggs. Right.Give birth, yeah.
他的工作呢，主要就是来下蛋，来这个生育。
Right, so she, like every other ant in the colony, is just motivated by instinct.
那和他们这个蚂蚁的群体当中的人一样，他常常都是要主动的。
And because her job is to just lay eggs, so she gets special attention, like food and cleaning.
那因为他主要的工作呢，就是这个下蛋，那么他也从其他人身上得到其他的帮助。
But she doesn't give any commands.、Yeah.
但是呢，他从不发号施令。
Right, so it's true what the Bible says. They don't have an overseer or a ruler.、Right.
那的确，就像圣经这里形容的，他们没有这个官长，没有君王。
And even though they don't have a ruler, they are motivated to work. They're busy all the time.、Right.
那虽然没有官长来这个管辖他们，但是呢，他们总是自动自发的做该做的事。
You can even say a lazy ant is like a contradiction. Yeah.
那我们想，如果能够找到一只那种懒惰的这个蚂蚁，实在是非常不容易。
Right. So they are so self-motivated to work and then to provide for the whole colony.
那因为呢，他们总是知道自己该做什么，做分内的事，提供其他。蚂蚁所需要的这些食物。
Now, what about us for us in our spiritual life or in the church?
那对于我们来说，在这个教会里面，我们的这个信仰生活要怎么来定位呢？
In the church, the Bible is clear that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
那在圣经告诉我们，主耶稣他就是教会的头。
But we know that Jesus Christ, he's no longer present on this earth.
那我们也知道主耶稣现在并不在这个世界上。
Right, so physically speaking, there's no human overseer, right? There's no human ruler over us.
那从我们眼睛所能看到，真的在我们当中没有一个人是来管辖我们、指挥我们的。
Yes, we do have organization.
但是呢，我们教会里面仍然存在的组织。
But there's no like a king or a ruler.
但是在这个组织当中呢，没有这个元帅，也没有君王。
So in this circumstance, and also in our private life, right? How can we be self-motivated? How do we take more initiative?
那教会如此，那在我们个人的生活当中，我们怎么样能够自动自发做一个积极的人呢？
Here, this kind of mentions that a lot of time human nature, we need like an external motivation.
但是呢，人性它常常需要一些外来的这个激励。
Sometimes we need that overseer, that like a boss, right? That is kind of always in our ear to tell us what to do.
但是呢，有时候真的我们需要有一个上司呢。如果我们在公司上班的时候，需要有上司常常盯着我们做些事情。
Or you can see for little kids, for kids, their parents are the ones who often motivate them to do this or do that.
那譬如说小孩子能够激励他们做这件事或做那件事的呢，就是他们的父母。
So is there is there another way for us, right, in order to be self-motivated in our faith and preaching?
那在我们的这个信仰生活在传道事上，怎么样我们才能够很积极主动呢？
Of course, when you look at secular sources and you look at motivation in general, there's all sorts of material too, right?
如果在现在这个世界上呢，你要找很多属世来的这种课程，有多太多不同的激励人向上的课程。
Right. Nowadays, you can see that human psychology also try to kind of hack into our behavior to motivate us.
那人也利用的人的这个心理呢，来激励我们的行为。
Because, for example, a lot of times, a lot of games now, right? They give you like these little rewards, and you just keep on trying to get those little rewards, so you keep getting motivated to keep going on. Right?
就像你在玩游戏的时候呢，总会有一些这个奖品，这些不同的奖品就是来鼓励你继续的来玩这个游戏。
Yeah, until you're addicted. Yeah.
一直到呢你上瘾为止。
Right. Or one time a brother was telling me about something called the 5-minute rule. Right.
有一次呢，有一个弟兄和我分享一个五分钟法则。
Right. Which is if you want to, you have a task to do, and you don't really feel like doing it.You just force yourself to do it for 5 minutes, and usually, then you'll want to keep going. Yeah.
那这个法则是这样：如果某些事情你不是很想做，但是呢，给你五分钟，在这五分钟呢，你尽量去做，这样子呢，就能够激励你去做这件事情。
But so these are just from external things that kind of can help. But is there a better way? Yeah.
当然这件事情呢是从 由外在来影响我们，但是还有其他更好的方法吗？
Actually, the only way is through the Holy Spirit.
但是真正唯一最好的方法就是借由圣灵。
Yes, physically, Jesus Christ is no longer on this earth.
的确，主耶稣基督不和现在已经不和我们在这个世上。
But he departed to give us a counselor, a guide, an advocate.
但是他离开我们之后呢，他就给我们一个保惠师来帮助我们。
So today, when we pray, we can pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
今天当我们祷告的时候，我们要求圣灵能够住在我们心中。
And then when we receive the Holy Spirit, we begin to speak in tongues.
当我们领受圣灵之后呢，我们开始说灵言。
And this Holy Spirit then dwells in us so that he'll guide us in the way that we ought to be going.
那圣灵住在我们心中呢，就带领指引我们的脚步。
And one of the things that the Holy Spirit does too is,He fills our heart with the Holy Spirit, with the love of God. Sorry.
圣灵其中一个工作呢，就是让我们的心充满了神的爱。
This is what the hymnal worship was about too, right?
那这也是我们常常唱赞美诗的这个原因之一。
This Holy Spirit and the love of God, it really will help us to be self-motivated Christians.
那神的爱还有圣灵呢，就让我们成了一个积极主动的一个基督徒了。
That you feel like you want to preach the gospel to other people, right?
让你能够有这种动力为主耶稣来传福音。
We can turn to First Corinthians.
我们请翻开哥林多。
Sorry, Romans chapter 5, yeah.
请翻开罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书五章的五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Please read.
罗马书五章五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So here you can see one of the functions, one of the many functions of the Holy Spirit.
那这里我们可以看到这个圣灵众多功用中的其中一项
，that he will pour the love of God in our hearts.
就是他会将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
I think many members have experienced this before.
那我相信我们很多人都有这样子的体验。
Yes, praying for long periods of time is not easy.
要做一个长时间的祷告，并不容易。
So for people, for young kids in the church, or people who come to the church, who are new to the church, it might not be something that's they can get used to right away.
那对于小孩子或是刚信主的人来说，长时间祷告并不是他一下子就能够习惯的。
But then once a person receives the Holy Spirit, the prayer life completely changes.
但是当一个人得到圣灵之后呢，这个祷告就开始不一样了。
Especially when the Holy Spirit fills us, then the love of God also fills us.
尤其是当圣灵充满我们的时候呢，神的爱也浇灌了我们心里。
And I think many of us have experienced where the deep prayer in the Holy Spirit and just being moved to tears by the love of God.
那我们有些人也体验到 在圣灵里头做深入的祷告，常常会被圣灵感动的痛哭流涕。
And that love then is indelible. It's, you can't erase it. It's always will be there in your heart.
啊，那这神的爱呢，就一直的在你心中无法抹去。
Your life is changed.
虽然让你的就让你的生命得到改变。
So then that becomes a fire within to continue to motivate you to pursue a deeper relationship with God.
啊，那就从圣灵就好像火一样，从我们的内心激励的我们，让我们能够和神建立更好的关系。
Help us so that we won't be lazy in also preaching the gospel to others.
那以至于让我们在传福音的事上不至于疏懒。
Because that love just keeps burning.
因为呢，我们内在的这个神的爱一直在燃烧着。
And this is something I want to share.
那这也是我想和各位分享的。
And then ultimately, when we do the work.
那当我们做神工的时候
，We're diligent, just like ants are diligent.
啊，那我们的努力呢，就好像这个蚂蚁。
Then that satisfaction truly comes from God.
那真正的满，真正我们心中的满足呢，就从神而来了。
That it truly will not be in vain.
那一切呢都不会落空。
Recently, I was every year we have to write a church. We have to write a annual report of our ministry. And to be included in the National Church Conference, right?
每年呢，在这个全国信徒、全国教会大代表大会的时候呢，传道都必须将他一年的工作写成报告。
And there's a section where you can write like a reflection.
那其中有一栏目呢，就谈到要写出传道的一些心得感想。
And I was thinking about this past year.
那在过去这一年，我一直在想，这到底要写什么
？Yeah, and this is my fourth year in full-time ministry.
那这是我成为全职传道的第四年。
And I thank God that, things are becoming a little more easy. It's not everything, more familiar.
那感谢神呢，让我对于这个传道的事工呢，渐渐的熟悉起来了。
And then I was just thinking about like, this is my.This is what I'm dedicating my life to.
那我就想，这也是我要奉献。这个我一生 的事业上的事业。
And、my reflection was there's nothing more meaningful. Yeah.
那我的心得是没有一件事呢比这件事更有这个价值
yeah, because,
更有意义。
Of course, all of us, we are in different vocations and different fields. Yeah.
当然我们每一个人呢都从事不同的这个行业。
And when you work for an organization or, of course, you're pouring your life out in that organization. Yeah.
当你在任何一个组织里面公司上班的时候，你都是全心全力的在你的本分上做事。
Right. Or if you have your own company, right? You're pouring your life in your own company.
或者是你有自己的公司，你就一定也是对自己的公司尽心尽力。
And eventually you'll build something. Right.
终究呢，你总会成就一些事情。
Yeah. And of course, that's it's meaningful. Yeah.
当然，这些成就都是有意义的。
But then, I was thinking like.What's even more meaningful to build towards? Yeah.
那当我又在想，到底还有什么事情会更有意义呢
？Right. What's the only thing that really lasts forever?
那有什么事情它能够永远长存呢
It's the kingdom of God.
那就是天国。
So whenever we have an opportunity to participate in the kingdom of God, building that, expanding that, even though our role is so tiny, but there's nothing more meaningful.
那虽然呢。我们所扮演的角色很小，但是当我们有任何的机会参与天国事工的时候呢，我们都要好好的去把握住。
So I think to be more to gain wisdom, right? To learn this wisdom, we need to pray more.
那要得到智慧，其实我们也需要更殷勤的来祷告。
The Holy Spirit will help us to feel, understand and feel God's love more and more.
那圣灵就帮助我们更加的能够体验到神的爱。
In the Dominican Republic, there is a brother.
在多米尼加那里有一位弟兄。
Yeah, he's such a good example. Yeah.
他为我们设下一个很好的榜样。
Yeah, he's so self-motivated in preaching the gospel.
在祷告的，在传福音的事上，他非常的主动积极。
I've observed him personally on his bus, one-hour bus ride, right? He would stand up in the middle of the aisle and preach to the bus.
那我也观察过他，曾经就是在一个小时坐 巴士的这个车程里面呢，他可以站起来和坐在巴士中的那些人谈话。
And then when he gets to his workplace,
那当他到了他工作的地方之后
，he works for our church brother.
因为他是在我们教会同龄的一家的公司里上班。
And then they have a half an hour kind of Bible study before they start the day.
那在他们上班之前呢，通常有半个小时的查经。
And every day, he's the one who leads it too.
那每一天呢，他也就是那个带领查经的人。
When he goes back home.
那当他下班回家后
，He has a like family altar with his children.
那在家中，他也和家人呢建立起家庭的祭坛。
And then on Sundays, he brings his young his children out to the streets to go and preach.
那在星期天的时候呢，他也带着他的孩子们到街上去传福音。
There's no overseer. There's no one in his ear telling him to do this.
其实在他身边并没有一个人来这个告诉他要这么做。
But I believe it's the love of God, it's the Holy Spirit within him.
那我相信是神的爱，是在他，因为他里面的这个圣灵。
Yeah, he grew up Catholic and then eventually came to our church.
他原来是天主教的信徒，后来呢，来我们教会里面。
And I think he appreciates how God has saved him and brought him to our church every day.
那每天呢，他都感谢神呢，带领他来到了真教会。
Right.So let's go now. Go back to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们再翻回箴言的第六章。
And let's go back to verse 7.
箴言六章的第七节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7.
第七节。
And verse 8.
八节。
Which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, verse 8.
八节
provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Verse 8 gives us another wisdom that we gain from ants.
那第八节呢就教导我们从蚂蚁身上可以学习到的另外一种智慧。
Which is that ants always use their time wisely.
那这个智慧就是蚂蚁呢总是善用它的时间。
Here it tells us ants, they...supply their, they provide their supplies in the summer.
那这里说到在夏天的时候呢，他们预备食物。
Right, maybe here in California you see them year round, but in colder areas you only see them out during the summertime, the spring summertime.
那虽然呢，在这个加州一年四季随时我们都看到蚂蚁，但是呢，在其他地方通常呢。他们是在夏天的时候才出现。
And the reason is because they are not warm-blooded, they're cold-blooded. Yeah.
原因就是因为他们不是温血动物，他们是一个冷血动物。
So in the cold weather, their metabolism slows and they cannot move really. Yeah.
因此呢，当冬季来临的时候，他们整个这个新陈代谢系统就缓慢，它无法来活动。
But at the same time, they still have to survive that winter.
但是呢，在冬天的时候，他们仍然继续要存活下去。
So,Because of the winter that's coming, they then gather the supplies while the temperature and the summer is still there.
因为呢，他们知道冬天即将来临，因此在夏天的时候呢，他们就努力的来预备食物。
So we can also turn to Proverbs 30, verse 25.
我们也翻开箴言三十章的二十五节。
Proverbs 30, verse 25.
箴言三十章二十五节。
The ants are people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. Please read.
二十五节，蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。
We'll go back to this verse in a little bit, but here again it says they prepare their food in the summer.
那这段经节同样也谈到了蚂蚁在夏天预备粮食。
So in the summertime, in these areas, of course, the vegetation is flourishing. There's more food for them.Food is very plenty for them to gather.
因为在夏天的时候，花草菜蔬都生长得非常茂盛，这也是他们来这个聚集食物的时候。
Now, when we go back to Proverbs 6, verse 8,
我们再翻回箴言六章第八节。
Here, it talks about providing supplies in the summer and gathering food in the harvest.
这里说到夏天就预备食物。在收割的时候就聚敛粮食。
This I think we can interpret into two directions.
那我们可以从两方面来 解释这段经节。
Providing supplies in the summer can be referring to more like cultivation, spiritual cultivation.
那夏天预备食物呢，就好比我们在做这个灵修。
Right, because often in the Bible, food, right, or supplies. Supplies in English can also be translated as bread or food. And that can be related in the Bible as to the word of God.
那食物粮食呢。在圣经里面呢，我们常常把它比喻成是神的话。
Right, so we know that life obviously will always have ups and downs.
那我们知道生命有高低起伏。
Sometimes it will be very comfortable and peaceful.
那有时候我们是非常的这个顺利，也过得非常舒适。
You can say this is type of like a spiritual summertime.
那这好像这个属灵的这个夏天一样。
Where things are going very smoothly and we enjoy the blessings of God day by day.
一切都很顺利，每天我们都领受由神来的祝福。
So when things are peaceful, actually this is the best time for us, right, to prepare ourselves and provide and intake more of God's words.
其实在平顺的时候呢，就是我们预备的时候，我们要多多的领受神的话语。
And that way, when the spiritual winter comes,
那因此当属灵的冬天来到的时候
for example, when temptation comes.
比如说当这个试探来的时候
or when challenges or trials come.
或是这个挑战艰辛来的时候
we have the strength and the supplies in order to be able to endure and go through that period of time.
那在这个时候我们就有这个能力哈能够来度过这个最艰困的时候
because we have been storing the word of God, the principle of God in our hearts.
因为在我们心中盛满了神的话语
So when a temptation comes, immediately we know, oh, this is what scripture tells me is right.
那当这个试探来的时候我们就知道这个是一个试探
And we're ready to endure.
那我们也知道要怎么来面对它
Or whensickness comes or something happens in the family or something happens out of the blue we also have the peace of God and the word of God stored to encourage us
当这个其他的事或疾病来的时候或家人遇见一些困难的时候呢但我们心中有的神的话神的平安在这个时候它就发挥了功用了
and then that trial is able to be endured very peacefully and joyfully even right
那即使小孩子呢，也能够在困境当中很平稳的度过。
Yeah. So the second statement was gathering food in the harvest. Yeah.
那第二就讲到在收割的时候要聚敛粮食。
Harvest in the scriptures often can refer to evangelism. Yeah.
收割在圣经里面呢，常常比拟成这个传福音。
Right, to save souls.
是来拯救灵魂。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们翻开约翰福音书第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音书四章。
Verse 34.
三十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
约翰福音书四章三十四节。
Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Verse 35.
三十五。
Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Verse 36.
36.
And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Right? So here we can see the Lord Jesus Christ talking about harvest in the context of preaching the gospel.
那这里主耶稣就以这个收割呢，比拟成在传福音。
Right, or laboring for God's kingdom.
也就是为神的国在劳力。
And Jesus says that this is his food, right, to do God's will, to preach and to labor in God's kingdom.
那主耶稣在这里说呢，这个传福音做神的工，他就是他的福，他的食物了。
So, he's saying that, that for his followers, look all around. Actually, people are willing to come to the kingdom of God. We just have to go out there and be able to already reap them. Yeah.
他也告诉那些跟随他的人呢，要举目四处观看，看那些人是否能够带领他们来认识神。
Right. So this is the other direction concerning using our time wisely. Right?
那这也是告诉我们如何呢，我们来善用我们的时间。
In the book of Second Timothy, it tells us that we should be ready in season and out of season when we preach the gospel.
Right? 提摩太后书告诉我们，无论得时不得时，我们都要传道。
It means that when it's convenient and also when it's inconvenient, we should try to grasp and make opportunities to preach the gospel.
无论顺利或不顺利，我们总是要寻找机会来传福音。
So my understanding is that tonight there's a Hosanna Outreach in Cerritos Church, right?
那我知道今天晚上在许多教会有这个Hosanna Outreach.
And then this coming week, Garden Grove has the spiritual convocation.
Right? 那下个礼拜呢, 园林教会有灵恩布道会。
So there's still a little bit of time left, right?
那还有一些时间。
And we can do our best to grasp any opportunities that come our way.
让我们能够把握住任何的机会。
Right? Whether it is our friends and family or even people that we meet out in society. Right?
那不论是我们的朋友或是我们在社会上的其他的朋友，我们都能够把握要把握住这个机会。
Earlier, I forgot if I told this story, but earlier in March, I went to the Dominican Republic.
我不晓得是否和各位分享这个故事，在今年三月的时候，我到多米尼加去。
And one Sabbath, there was brother, a Dominican brother, he was telling us to pray for his son, who was not a believer yet.
那有一个安息日的时候，一个多米尼加当地的信徒告诉我们，为他还未信主的这个孩子来祷告。
Because he was hospitalized.
因为他住院了。
And then during lunch break, it was discussed that we should go and visit him. Yeah.
那在午餐的时候，我们就讨论应该要去探望他。
So we arranged for Monday morning to go and drive to the nearby hospital in his hometown.
Yeah. 因此呢，就在下星期一呢，我们大家呢就一起开车到他家附近的医院探望他。
And so I thought that was going to be just a visit to someone who was hospitalized. Yeah.
那原本我想只是到这个医院探望一位病人。
And I didn't really bring much. I just brought my cell phone. Yeah.
那因此呢，我没有多带其他东西，只带了我的手机。
And so it just so happens that when we got there, we were waiting for visiting hours to begin.
那当我们到那里的时候，我们就在等着可以探病的那个时间来到。
And then it just so happened that he was also discharged right at that time. Yeah.
那奇妙的是，在那个时候他竟然出院了。
And then I had a vehicle that I was borrowing from a church brother.
那当时呢，我是开着一个一部从信徒那里借来的车子。
So we offered to bring him back to his neighborhood, his house, just 10 minutes away.
那我们就说是否呢能够带他回到他家里去，他家就离医院只有十分钟左右。
So when we got to his house, then his father, who was with us, he started gathering all the neighbors. He's like. He's like, hey, preacher's here, missionary's here, we're going to have a service.
当我们到他家的时候呢，他的这个父亲呢，就邀请了他们的左右邻舍，告诉他们说，我们的传道来了，我们在这里有一个小型聚会。
And I wasn't really prepared. Yeah.
那其实我当时并没有做任何的准备。
Because also for when I speak in Spanish, I need more time to review some of the vocabulary.
Yeah. 尤其呢，当我说西语的时候呢，我必须要复习一下我所熟悉的那些字眼。
Yeah, and so here the father, he used time so wisely though. Right?
那从这里看到这个父亲呢，他善用了他的时间。
Yeah, and he just gathered everyone, and they were all pretty receptive. Yeah.
他就把握着机会把左右邻舍招呼过来。
So that afternoon in the son's living room, we had a spontaneous evangelical service, and there was like 25,
30 people
there. And thank God, I just did my best preaching, I think, about the Holy Spirit.
And
by the time we were about to leave, there was a lady who invited us to her house.
And
long story short, she invited us to come again.
长话短说，接着她又再次的邀请我们。
So a couple days later, we went back. Yeah.
那几天之后，我们又回去了。
And then another neighbor invited us back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people listening got smaller and smaller, but still, it was an opportunity to share the gospel.
这个参加的人好像越来越少, 但是呢,
and I will be going there next month, so we'll see. Well, maybe I can, see if I can go there again. Yeah.
那我在下个月呢有一个行程还要回去多米尼加访问。
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is to use time wisely. Right?
那我想要说的就是我们要善用我们的时间。
This is what ants do, and this is what we should learn from. Right?
这是蚂蚁所做的，这也是我们所要学习做的。
If there's a sliver of a chance or opportunity there, then we just try it. Right?
那即使有那一点点的机会，我们仍然要。
While the doors of salvation are still open, let us bring as many as we can into the house of God.
当得救的恩门仍然大开的时候，让我们都能够带领更多的人来认识神。Let's now go to
Proverbs 30, verse 25.
我们来翻开箴言30章的25节。Proverbs
30, verse 25.
箴言30章25节。
We read this verse earlier, and there's a couple points I want to stress.
我们刚刚读了这段经节，我想在这段经节上呢，和各位分享几点。
The main wisdom we gain here is that ants, even though they're small, but they can make a great impact.
这里我们需要学习是蚂蚁虽然渺小微小，但是呢，它们却可以有很大的影响力。
So in verse 25, it first mentions that the ants are It mentions that they're not strong. Right? They're not strong.
Right.
So, from a human perspective. Yeah. Right? Because you know, everyone, you can just simply squash an ant and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe in the insect world, they're very strong though, right? Because they can lift so many times their body weight.
Yeah. 这个昆虫的这个世界里面，他们是非常的强壮，因为他们能够举起很重的东西。
But for us humans, it's so easy to just to do anything with them. I, you know, when I was younger, I used to actually do very bad things, torturing some ants. Yeah.
那我小时候的时候呢，常常很顽皮的来虐待这些小蚂蚁。
Yeah, sometimes I'll purposely throw them into spider webs, right?
有时候我就将这个小蚂蚁呢丢到那些蜘蛛网里头。
Right. Right. But so they're small and they're, you know, one ant is almost insignificant. Yeah.
所以他们真的是非常的这个微小。
Right. But they can make a big impact.
但是呢，他们却能够
So same thing for us as individuals. All of us, yes, we are individual members of the body, great body of Christ. And from God's perspective, obviously, we are not strong. Even though humans have advanced so much over the centuries, but you know, from God's perspective, we still are so limited in many ways. So when it comes to church work too, there's only also so much we can do. We are also limited. I think many of us have experienced that when we have been trying to participate in certain ministries.
但是呢，我们在参与事工的过程当中，我们也发现我们真正做的还是有限。
But still, one person willing to labor for the Lord, even though we're not strong, it can make a big impact. Yeah.
虽然呢，我们的力量很微小，只要你有愿做的心，我们都能够带来的影响。
I remember reading an article about a Colombian trash collector.
我读到一个有关哥伦比亚一个收垃圾的人。
Right. He 20 years ago, he was collecting trash, and then he stumbled upon a book that you know was in perfectly good condition, so he brought it home.
Yeah. 他在收这个垃圾的过程当中，他看到了一本书，他觉得这个书还不是很坏，他就把这本书带回去了。
So then it kind of started a habit of when he was collecting trash and he saw books, he would just take them home.
那因此呢，就这就变成他的一个习惯，在收集垃圾的时候，看见书本的时候，他就把它收起来带回去。
And eventually, he was averaging like 5 to 6 books every single day. Yeah.
那有时候一天之中呢，他能够找到5-6本书。
And eventually, over time, he amassed a library of 20,000 books.
但是呢，经过一段时间之后，他竟然收集了超过20,000本这么多的书。
That's where children from all over his neighborhood then can go to his house.Like a public library, and then borrow whatever they want.
那因此呢，他的邻居的小孩子们呢，都能够随时来到他家借这些他所收藏的书。他的家就好像一个小型图书馆一样。
We have to understand that in like that country, at least for now, you know, it's not like there's public libraries all over the place. Yeah.
那我们必须明白的就是，在那个国家当中，没有很多的那种公立的图书馆。
But he made a big impact.For his community, yeah.
但是呢，他在他的社区里面呢，却造成了极大的影响。
And he was just this one person doing a little every single day.
他只是一个人，每天只做那一份很小的一件工作。
So, the same thing for us in whatever ministry we're participating in.
那同样的，我们不管我们参与什么样的圣工。
Let's not be lazy, but let's be diligent to do our part every single day.
那我们不可偷懒，对于我们所做的每一件事，我们都要很殷勤努力的去做。
And little by little.When you look back, you realize that actually you, with the help of God, were able to accomplish quite a bit. Yeah.
那一点一滴的累积起来，当你回头去看，你们就可以发现已经能够为神做很多的事了。
Right. So we're not strong, but still impact is possible. Right.
虽然我们不很强壮，但是呢，我们仍然可以带来影响。Right.
But also, when we go back to this verse, Proverbs 30, verse 25.
我们再看回箴言30:25.
Another key word here is that ants are a people, right? Which is like a community. Right.
这里提到的蚂蚁是指的是一群的蚂蚁。
Right. So it's plural, right?So we're not just individuals, but we are also working together.
就像这蚂蚁一样，它不是一个单一的蚂蚁，而是很多的蚂蚁。我们也是一样，是一个群体。
Okay. So, yeah, that means when everyone individually does their part as a people, as a community, then we make even greater impacts.
那也就是说，每一个人做他分内的事，集中起来呢，我们就能够产生很大的影响力。
Yeah. My first time in Kenya.I was in a certain countryside area, and I was seeing these huge ant hills. Yeah.
那我在肯亚工作的时候呢，有一次我看到的像这个蚂蚁它们所形成的像一座山那么样的一个形状。
Some were taller than me, 8 to 9 feet tall.
那蚂蚁所形成的那一座小山其实比我还高，有8-9尺这么高。
Right. So, this is the collective efforts of all the thousands of ants in that colony. Yeah.
这是成千上万蚂蚁它们 集中在一起所产生的结果。
Right, as an individual, the ant, right? Maybe the one ant is like, why am I moving this little pebble right now? Yeah.
那一个小蚂蚁其实它搬不了什么东西。
Right, and but when everyone's doing it, everyone is contributing, then, wow, it's a tangible result of their labors.
但是所有的蚂蚁都能够集中在一起呢，那它们所产生的力量就不可以小觑了。
Right, in some parts of the U.S., in the South, especially, there are fire ants.
那在这个南美这边还有一种蚂蚁是叫火蚂蚁，火蚁。
They originally, my understanding, they came from Brazil. Right?
那它们原先是从巴西来的。
And because in Brazil, in the rainforest, it often will flood. Right?
因为在巴西的那个雨林呢，常常被这个雨水泛滥。
So my understanding is, when their colony floods up, then the ants then gather together, right?
当他们的那个集中在一起的地方被水冲的时候，他们就全部人所有的蚂蚁都集中在一块。
And then the ants kind of link their legs together to form like this floating ant raft. Yeah.
他们的脚就互相的缠在一起。因此形成了一个可以在水中漂浮的那种筏。
And then eventually, when the waters recede, they land somewhere else. Then they're all still alive, and then they form another colony.
当这个雨水退去之后呢，他们这个就能够这个松开彼此的脚，然后 各自活动。
So this power of many numbers, right, is something that we need to take advantage of.
那我们要常常善用这群众，就是集体的这个力量。
Therefore, in the church, we often have different working teams.
那因此呢，在教会当中就有不同的工作小组。
There's a team to pray.
那有这个祷告组。
Pray for as maybe a team for visitation, a team for evangelism.
也有访问组，也有这个事工组。
And so when we work together, we become this community of people together. We're not strong individually, but then we can still make big impacts.
但虽然我们每一个人都很微小，但是当我们集中在一起的时候呢，我们的力量就能够产生影响。
Yeah, so let's now go back to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们再翻回箴言的第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言六章。
Verse 9.Again,
第九节
Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 9.
第九节，
from verse 9 through 11,
九到十一节，
this is a warning for us.
其实这对我们来说是一个警告。
Right, like to warn us, how long will we be lazy, spiritually lazy?
就是警告我们到底要这个懒惰到何时呢？
When will we finally wake up and start to be diligent for the kingdom of God?
什么时候我们才能够觉醒，能够为神的国努力工作呢？
Because if we continue to be lazy,
如果我们继续不断的这个懒惰，
and continue to sleep,
那继续不断的沉睡，
this little by little will also build up into a very bad consequence.
这一点一滴的懒惰呢，就形成了一个很坏的习惯。
Right, because then the poverty will come upon us suddenly. Like, whoa, suddenly we don't have anything. Yeah.
就像这里说的，贫穷突然就来到，霎时之间你就失去了一切。
So this is a warning for us as individuals and also as the church.
对于我们个人来说，对于教会整体来说，这都是一个警告。
Right, that if we don't take care of our spirituality, if we don't preach the gospel, one day the church is going to be very, very, very weak. Yeah.
如果我们不照顾好每一个人的灵性，如果我们每一个人不出去传道，我们将来呢，就会变成在灵性上更加软弱。
And then that would be a very horrible state to try to work our way out of. Right?
那这样子的话，我们就很难回转了。
So today we saw some of the wisdoms that we can gain from ants.
那今天我们学习到从蚂蚁身上我们可以学习到的几种智慧。
Let us pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们祷告也求圣灵充满我们。
So that we can be self-motivated.
让我们能够这个自动自发。
Let us also grasp opportunities, make opportunities, and use time wisely to work for the Lord.
那我们也让我们能够把握这个机会。为主做工。
Right, and finally, let us work together and see, ask God to work with us so that we can make a great impact for His kingdom.
那另外呢，就是让我们能够大家一起集体来努力，也求神帮助我们，让我们的努力能够带来影响。
May the Lord fill us with His love and fill us with diligence.
愿神呢，将他的爱还有那颗勤奋的心能够充满我们。
And I pray that you all also have a fruitful spiritual convocation.
那也求神呢，带领我们有一个非常完美的、完满的一个灵恩布道会。
Let's now conclude with hymn 284.
我们来唱赞美诗284首。
284.
284首。